When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. I'm Andy White and I'm joined today by Felice.
Hello.
Felice, our very lucky listeners have an opportunity to get involved in Brighton SEO.
They do, yes. Anyone that's been subscribing for a little while will know that we have a regular conference here in Brighton called Brighton SEO. I believe it's one of the biggest SEO events in Europe. We get people sort of coming over from all over the world, actually.
And it started in a pub, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Kelvin loves to tell this story.
Sorry, we've told this story so many times, we won't bore you with it. It started in a pub. Right, carry on, please.
It started in a pub, yeah. I think it started with something like five people and one speaker. And I think it was just an excuse for a few SEO guys to get together and have a beer. And it's grown into this massive conference that, you know, attracts sort of 2,000 people to Brighton every year.
And now Kelvin's an international star with TV promotions coming up and all sorts of things.
Yes, I'm sure you'll be seeing him on TV.
He gets regularly mobbed on the streets of Gatwick.
Yeah, I think he's won his Search Personality of the Year. I think he won recently. So, you know, most people obviously know Kelvin from the podcast. Unfortunately, you know, Brighton SEO and all the other events that he's running alongside that have taken over his life, which is why you're all stuck with me now.
But sorry, listeners.
Sorry about that. So we've got some activity running on the day and in the run up. So we thought we'd just sort of share that with our listeners and give them a chance to get involved. You know, whether they're actually going to be attending or, you know, if they might be checking in on Twitter and maybe watching videos and things afterwards. But it's, you know, it's well worth getting involved in the event because there's a lot of, you know, the speakers are brilliant. It covers such a range of topics at all different levels.
Are we allowed to say who the speakers are? Is that top secret?
No, the speakers are actually on the Brighton SEO website. Mm-hmm. You've got a list there. I think the agenda should be coming up fairly soon. Mm. So you can actually start to see, you know, when in the day people are talking. Mm. But most of the talks get recorded, so you'll be able to watch them back, you know, if you're not able to attend. No, we've got some really good speakers happening on the day, and we do training workshops the day before as well.
Yeah. And if all goes to plan, we might be doing one or two podcasts from there, mightn't we?
Possibly. Yes, there's a plan. Yeah, there's a plan to do a couple of podcasts from the event, which kind of brings us on to our first opportunity for you to get involved. We've got a few of the speakers lined up to answer some of your questions during the day. So we'll be recording their responses live from the event. So we're just asking people to, you know, to submit questions to us via the podcast email. Mm. So the regular way. We would say Twitter if the question's quite short, but 140 characters, quite limiting. So you can ask a question via Twitter.
Well, that's good because it'll really make them think about the question.
It will, yes. Keep it nice and short. Mm. But it's kind of anything you know, whether it's big or small, whatever you want to ask. And we'll be obviously, you know, getting our speakers to respond to those on the podcast. So, you know, if your question's chosen, you'll get a bit of a shout out as well and have your question featured on the podcast. And, you know, if there's any that come in that we can't get answered on the day, then we'll be getting those followed up. So we're going to try and respond to as many as possible. So we're really just, you know, just asking you to, you know, send us your questions, big or small, either via email or on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ask a question on Twitter, use the Brighton SEO hashtag.
Yeah.
And obviously make sure that you send it to Site Visibility.
That's Brighton SEO, no underscores or it's just all one word, isn't
all
it?
All one
Brighton
word.
Brighton SEO.
Brighton SEO, all one word.
I can't remember. Are hashtags case sensitive?
They're not, no.
They're not, so it doesn't matter. Your case doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can still find us. So we'll be keeping an eye on that this week. Now we've got we've actually themed some of the activity this month. And it's something that we've been talking about internally and something we talk to our customers about is sort of getting the most out of the briefing process. You know, we get retailers and companies come to us and ask us to respond to briefs, you know, either just ourselves or, you know, or with other agencies. And we, you know, the quality or the level of information that we get varies massively from one company to another. So we thought we'd look at this and, you know, maybe try and share some insight from an agency perspective in terms of what makes a really good brief, not just, you know, so that we understand the projects a little bit better, but it means that, you know, you can spot much more easily the agency that is going to be giving you the best sort of value and the best ROI for what you're looking for. And also if your budget's too small or too big, you know, agencies can kind of, I guess, brief themselves out of the process earlier.
Overbrief themselves.
So what we're doing is anyone that's sort of coming along to Brighton SEO and if they're planning to attend, if they've got a project coming up, or maybe if they're going through the process at the moment and they're not getting the responses that they were hoping for, just to come along and have a chat with us about what that brief should look like, you know, what the key elements are. And in particular, I think the areas around talking about your company, it's surprising how many companies send a brief out without actually having a really good grasp of what they're trying to get out of the project. So, you know, we're going to be producing, we've got a blog post and an accompanying template that's going to be on the website, and we'll link that from the show notes.
Brilliant.
Primarily, it's there to just help, you know, to help companies really think about what they want to get out of the project. You know, have they nailed down what their sort of financial targets are? You know, and all these kind of things really help an agency to show how they can help them, you know, help you achieve that.
Yeah.
As opposed to just coming in saying, you know, that you want something, you know, you want to increase rankings or you think you've lost some traffic and what can we do about it? It's about really getting to grips with, you know, what exactly would we need to do to get you where you want to be? You know, what kind of budget are you looking at? Mm. You know, again, it's surprising the number of briefs that come in that don't actually have a budget attached to them.
Wow.
So, you know, you've no idea if you're pitching at the wrong level and you can't tailor your response.
Sure.
Yeah. For that company. So I think, you know, and I think that process, you know, can make or break the success. You could end up, you know, making a very costly mistake by going with an agency that can't necessarily deliver what you want because you haven't communicated it.
So you will be briefing people on how to do proper briefs.
We will, yes. We'll be briefing people on briefs. Mm. You know, anyone that wants to come along and talk to us, you don't necessarily have to let us know in advance. We'll be on the stand all day. Mm. So, we really like to help companies get over that first stage because I think, you know, if that's right, that brief is right, the whole process just runs a lot more smoothly on both sides.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anyone that does come and talk to us, we've got a little tool that we use just to do a kind of quick assessment of somebody's website. So it's a bit of a health check. So anyone that comes along and talks to us at the stand will be offering a free website health check as well, which can be quite a nice little tool just to, you know, identify any potential issues or where...
That's really good, yeah.
Yeah, so where any work might want to be focused. And there is a bit of a competition, a little bit of a prize.
Well, now, what's the prize? Is it... I know that some of the prizes is at Brighton SEO have been quite impressive. What's the prize this year? Is that custard cream biscuit or...
custard cream.
A vacuum cleaner or...
Obviously a bourbon custard cream. Well, the prize this year, we're not going to give too much away, but it's a pretty good... It's a pretty good prize. It's going to be sort of a nice kind of weekend away type thing. So, yeah.
An experiential prize.
An experiential prize, yes. Right. There might be some golf and possibly some spa activity in there.
Not to give it away too
Not
much.
Not to give it away too much. but at a very, very lovely location. So we're going to be...
Can they take a partner or...?
They can, yes. It will be a prize for two.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've kind of gone all out a little bit this year. And I think... You know, the prize is pretty good. We're all quite jealous here in the office. But so we're going to be announcing that this week and, you know, just letting people know how they can get involved in that. And the only thing you need to do for that is if you come and talk to us on the stand, we're going to have a little postcards for you to fill out so we can notify you if you've won. And then we'll just be literally a random draw at the end of the day. So we'll be announcing that within a few days, possibly the Tuesday after the event, and letting you know that you've won. But obviously more details will be coming out this week.
Yep.
So there's quite a few opportunities for our listeners to get involved, even if they're not coming on the day. So we obviously all the details will be in the show notes as usual. There's going to be some, you know, some great content coming up on the blog, both before the event and afterwards. We're going to do some nice roundups. And of course, there's all the video stuff as well. So definitely keep an eye on the blog, keep an eye on the website and on Twitter. And obviously just send in your questions when you've got them.
That's fantastic, Felice. So quite a short show today, but just as we've got a few minutes left over, I just thought I'd give you a bit of a teaser what's coming up. We've got some great shows coming up, by the way. We've got Jono Alderson talking about SEO and performance beyond your domain. We've got Dave Jackson. Do you remember Dave Jackson? I don't think you will, because we've never interviewed him before. he's from the School of Podcasting, just talking about how podcasting's doing right sort of lately, because that's had a bit of a resurgence. Then we've got Jonathan Slobom and David Allman from Pepperpot Marketing talking about evolving your marketing strategy. All sorts of great people. Mike Berry talking about the digital marketing storybook. Then we've got Maura Felice, all sorts of things. Jerry White talking about demographics. It's all coming up on internet marketing over the next few weeks. So that's it for today. You can find us, of course, at sitevisibility.com/impodcast on the web. Emails to podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can call us and leave a message at 01273 256 150. And if you're outside of the UK, put a +44 where the first zero is. And of course, you can find us on iTunes, and we do love ratings and reviews, don't we, Felice?
We do, yeah.
That's goodbye from me. It's goodbye from Felice, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.